Welcome to today's edition of the My Ag Life Daily News Report. I'm your host, Lori Boyer. In addition to feature reports, I'll bring you a look at regional and national agricultural news. And the show starts right after this.
We're waking up to a new dawn in agriculture. A better way, where farmers stop working the soil and start working with it. At Huma, our carbon-rich, humate-based products improve soil health and fertility, deliver nutrients more efficiently, and reduce crop input costs. Welcome to Humix Solutions with a human touch. Visit huma.us to learn more.
Get ready for the 2023 Crop Consultant Conference in Visalia, California on September 27th and 28th, hosted by Progressive Crop Consultant Magazine and Western Region Certified Crop Advisors. This two-day event will feature a combined 44 hours of live and online continuing education units for attendees in the heart of California, a trade show, first-class dining, entertainment, and a mixer. Come join CCAs, PCAs, growers, and industry professionals at the Visalia Convention Center to hear from researchers and colleagues on the latest in agriculture. Registration is now open at progressivecrop.com/conference.
Roger A. Isom, President and CEO of the California Cotton Ginners and Growers Association and Western Agricultural Processors Association, has joined the board of the California Agricultural Leadership Foundation. Isom has worked for CCGGA since 1992 and WAPA since 2009. He has 31 years of regulatory and legislative advocacy experience, specializing in environmental and safety matters. Isom's responsibilities include the management of staff and day-to-day operations of CCGGA and WAPA. During his career, he has served on numerous boards and committees and currently serves as president of the Ag Energy Consumers Association and manages the Naval Orange Worm Action Committee. In July of 2023, he was named president of the Ag One Foundation at Fresno State, where he graduated with a degree in electrical engineering. CAF board chair Mike Young says the Isom's insight plus his decades of experience and leadership in California agriculture will benefit the foundation's success. Isom will join 11 other CAF board members. Local leaders are celebrating the grand opening of AgriHood, an ambitious project funded by Measure A that has established the state's largest urban farm community designed to provide affordable housing for seniors. Envisioned as a multi-generational hub, the community offers 165 units for older community members, including 54 set aside for permanent affordable housing, particularly for veterans and seniors without vehicles. AgriHood's on-site farm will help residents to be stocked up with healthy produce and provide gardening lessons on ample open space. AgriHood is a long-awaited addition to the supply of safe and affordable housing the Bay Area needs, according to Susan Ellenberg, president of the Board of Supervisors. She says this development is particularly exciting in its innovative design that includes a working farm, some units designated specifically for older adults and others for mixed-income populations, and planned efforts to build a true community, not simply shared residency, around the theme of local food sourcing. AgriHood is going to be really special, she said. According to the county, the AgriHood community is LEED certified and harnesses a stormwater capture system to help hydrate the farm. The project tapped $23.5 million in Measure A funds and $15 million from the city of Santa Clara. Local leaders hope the space will be home to farmers markets and other community gatherings. There is no doubt the large-scale climatic events that swing widely from drought to sudden flooding is wreaking havoc for fresh produce growers from around the world. This is especially true for table grapes that have traditionally been sensitive to even the slightest rain, with storms and floods often leading to big disasters for producers. The team at Grappa Breeding and Licensing Company, together with their partners at Giammare Vineyards, experienced this firsthand as Tropical Storm Hillary hit California at the peak of the season for table grape growers. It was the first tropical storm to affect the U.S. West Coast in more than 8 decades, bringing a year's worth of rain in just a couple of days. With each passing day, it became increasingly evident that the grapes in the San Joaquin Valley had endured significant damage due to the untimely torrential rains. Consequently, this exposed many growers to large losses. Grappa Varieties, as a family business who focuses on farmers, sympathized deeply with their situation, according to Naomi Colonel Padan, Grappa's commercial director. And according to UZ Yara and Grappa Research and Development director. The susceptibility of table grapes to dramatic weather change is especially clear with mid-late varieties whose cycle goes into the second half of the season. In regions that were totally dry at these stages of the year, they now start seeing rain, which wasn't ever an issue in the past. This was the case of the last season in South Africa and Namibia. Rain patterns are definitely changing, bringing unprecedented downpours out of the regular wet periods, even in places like India. If in California they experienced a hurricane in August, then it is pivotal for breeders to provide varieties that provide safety to the farmers. Mann Packing Company Incorporated, a subsidiary of Fresh Del Monte N.A. Incorporated and one of the largest suppliers of packaged vegetables in North America, has announced a new collaboration with P.F. Chang's, a globally recognized Asian culinary brand, honoring the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking, bringing together two new Asian-inspired salad kits available now at Giant Eagle and select retailers nationwide. According to IRI's report on the top trends in fresh May of 2022, with rising costs and inflation, 91% of consumers will eat at home more, and Asian is the number two most popular cuisine for salads, growing 3% year over year, making a partnership between Mann's and P.F. Chang's the perfect collaboration between the two leaders in innovation as both brands continue to listen to the consumer, according to information from the companies. These salad kits are the renowned Asian restaurant's most popular salads on the menu, and they are the Asian Caesar Salad Kit and the Mandarin Crunch Salad Kit. Founded in 1939 and headquartered in Gonzales, California, Mann Packing Company Incorporated is one of the largest suppliers of packaged vegetables, broccolini, baby broccoli, and Mann sugar snap peas in North America. Regenerative agriculture is a fast-growing term that is helping to reshape how food is grown. But what does it mean for the organic fresh produce industry? A panel of organic industry leaders will address the trends and future outlook related to regenerative and organic production at Organic Growers Summit 2023, presented by Western Growers and OPN. Regenerative, what does it mean for organic? Will feature three experts in organic fresh produce discussing the relationship between regenerative and organic agriculture. Moderated by Jesse Beckett Parr, Chief Program Officer with CCOF, the session will include panelists Eric Morgan, Vice President of Environmental Science and Resources for Abraga Fresh, Vernon Peterson, President and Founder of Abundant Harvest Organics, and Rebecca Gildener, Director of Sustainability at Daily Harvest. As regenerative agriculture continues to evolve, questions related to how it will impact organic production are front and center. Described as an alternative means of producing food with claims of lessening negative environmental and social impacts, regenerative agriculture is designed to prioritize soil health and create farm systems that work in harmony with nature to improve the quality. The 6th Annual Organic Growers Summit is designed to provide information vital to organic growers and producers, as well as an overview of the opportunities and challenges in the production of organic fresh food. Highlighting the two-day event is a sold-out trade show floor featuring soil amendment, ag tech, food safety, packaging, and equipment exhibitors who will have the opportunity to connect with organic field production staff, supply chain managers, pest management advisors, and food safety experts. OGS 2023 will be held November 29th and 30th at the Hyatt Regency Monterey Hotel and Spa in Monterey, California. For more information and details, log on to organicgrowersummit.com. Supplies of cantaloupe and honeydew melons out of California look to be tightening up. There's a change in the industry, and they're now getting a few more calls from other shippers asking if they have extra volume after covering commitments and contracts to help them cover their commitments, according to Justin Boots with Legend Produce LLC. Overall, the industry volume is coming down a bit, largely due to the growing areas of California cooling down, according to Boots. He says they usually see volume go down by the end of September, noting it is shipping out of Mendota and Dos Palos. At the same time, demand is also moderate on melons, given this is a time when retailers shift towards devoting less space to the fruit. Overall, it's pretty steady and pretty typical for fall. Temperatures around the country are cooling down a bit, which he says is playing a factor.
AgroPlante is the leading manufacturer in specialty products. AgroPlante formulates products that rise to the challenge of today's growing conditions. Saline and sodic soils reduce crop yield and cause significant crop losses. AgroPlante developed Cation EX5 Plus with growers in mind to manage soil salinity. With multiple years of research, Cation EX5 Plus has proven to be an excellent source of calcium and an effective soil salinity manager. Run it through drip irrigation without any issues. Simplify your application method with innovative and efficient formulations. Alleviate salinity stress with Cat Ion EX5 Plus. AgroPlanté, imagination, innovation, science in action.
A small-scale farmer in Merced County has saved about 14.4 acre inches of water annually and reduced greenhouse gas emissions by 12.406 metric tons of carbon dioxide per year after upgrading her farm through CDFA incentives and funds. Many small and/or underserved growers in the state are eligible for these funds. And folks like Caddy Bergeron, a community education specialist with University of California Cooperative Extension, are there to help them take advantage. She talked specifically about the state's Healthy Soils program.
It's an incentives program, so basically a grant that growers can apply for to adopt different healthy soil practices. So a lot of these practices would run for 3 years, so it really gives the grower enough time, you know, gives them that cushion with the funding to try out this practice and to be able to adopt it on their farm.
Bergeron discussed the process of applying for a Climate Smart Ag grant and eventually receiving approval.
First, it starts with outreach. So we want to make sure that growers know about this funding, know it's available to them, and know what kind of practices are eligible. So I do a lot of work, you know, going to a lot of different grower meetings, basically anywhere growers are at. Myself and my colleagues will go and talk about this, talk about different practices that are eligible. And then if a grower is interested, it's really up to them how much assistance they want or need. So we're available full time to answer any questions. We can also write the application for them if they would like, but also, you know, it's if a grower wants to do it themselves, that's fine too. They can come to us for questions. And I think the really key part is we're available throughout the life of the grant. So if they do get funded, they can come back to us and say, hey, I need help with the invoicing paperwork with CDFA, or, you know, what kind of cover crop mix should I pick, or just any kind of questions that help them be successful with their grant is what we're available for. So the application itself isn't too difficult for Healthy Soils. It's mostly deciding what types of practices a grower wants to do on their fields. And then, you know, like I said, they could create an online portal or they can fill it out themselves, or they can come to us and we can do it for them, especially if they have any, you know, sort of computer or language barriers. We're really happy to do that for them. And then I will say it can be a lengthy process sometimes with the state. They do often have funding available every year, but we don't ever really know the timing each year. So it's always good to be in contact with someone like myself if you're interested, so I can keep you in the loop of, you know, when the application opens and how that works. So right now we're expecting this fall for the next round. Hopefully, we'll see. Hopefully around November, but we don't have an exact date yet.
In programs like the Healthy Soils program, Bergeron noted she sees growers dealing with a variety of different issues that Climate Smart Ag practices can improve for them.
This program is open to all types of growers. So it really depends on, you know, what crop you're growing, where you're located within the state. This is a statewide program. And then exactly like you said, what, you know, what kind of issues you're looking to solve on your farm, on your operation. I will say, you know, there's consistently practices that are most common that I've seen throughout each round. And that would be number one by far would be compost application, cover cropping, whole orchard recycling, and hedgerow planting are definitely the top practices that people are looking to do.
Bergeron highlighted the importance of being there to help the state's small and or underserved growers.
You know, this program is open to everyone, but it's a lot easier for certain growers to access this funding than others. So I think it's really important to have full-time, you know, free technical assistance available based in different counties, so we can really go out and do outreach to those growers who are not as plugged into all these big statewide grant programs. And also, again, those who don't have access to a computer or, you know, have a language barrier. I think it's a lot harder in the past have not been able to adopt some of these practices or, access programs. So that's been really rewarding for me, is to be able to work with growers who I know would probably not have been funded otherwise.
You're listening to My Ag Life. I'm Taylor Jahlstrom.
Smart growers know sustainability means managing pests at the same time they manage other priorities in their fields, which is why smart growers know Certis Biologicals. For more than 20 years, Certis Biologicals has been the world's leader when it comes to biological pesticides, delivering proven solutions that keep operations sustainable and growing. Learn more at CertisBio.com.
The USDA is announcing a second round of payments for dairy producers through the Organic Dairy Marketing Assistance Program. The agency is providing an additional $5 million to help dairy producers mitigate market volatility, higher input and transportation costs, and unstable feed supply and prices that have created unique hardships in the organic dairy industry. The Farm Service Agency has already paid out $15 million in a first round of payments to eligible producers. The program is critical to keeping small organic dairies sustainable as they continue to weather a combination of challenges outside their control, that according to FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau. In total, the Farm Service Agency is providing $20 million to give organic dairy producers additional economic support to stay in operation until markets return to more favorable conditions. FSA accepted applications for assistance from May 24th to August 11th. Eligible operations produce milk from cows, goats, and sheep. A key broadband support program will soon expire, threatening service to millions of low-income rural families. The Affordable Connectivity Program, or ACP, gives qualifying low-income families $30 a month towards internet service. But the highly popular $14 billion program could run dry early next year with massive consequences for rural families. Sarah Nichols with the local North Carolina Development Group Land of Sky Regional Council testified at a House subcommittee hearing.
For many, this will mean that connectivity ends. So we would hope that providers would help us step up to the plate and offer affordability options, but our optimism is low given the cost of deployment.
California Democrat Tony Cardenas at the House broadband hearing.
We talked about the children who had to sit in parking lots and families who had to sit in parking lots of businesses in order for them to connect and get their homework done.
And it's not just homework, but work that could suffer without support. This exchange between Nichols and California Representative Doris Matsui.
Ms. Nichols, can you discuss the relationship between connectivity on farms and the ability of rural areas to attract younger talent?
Yes, advances in technology will help appeal to a younger audience. With the aging ag community, this is a critical component.
Almost 21 million Americans now benefit from the Affordable Connectivity Program. Without it, millions of rural Americans could find themselves again on the wrong side of the digital divide next spring. The National Association of Conservation Districts applauds the establishment of the American Climate Corps. Developing the next generation of conservationists has been a top priority and a major outcome of NACD's Climate Action Task Force. The government-wide American Climate Corps will provide for a robust and diverse recruitment pipeline that is critical for the future success of conservation and climate programs. With 3,000 conservation districts across the U.S. and its territories, NACD can also provide valuable learning opportunities for participants. Conservation districts work with landowners and operators across rural and urban communities. Opportunities to get boots on the ground with conservation districts provides the next generation meaningful development opportunities and leadership roles within local communities. That according to Kim LaFleur, NACD president. These emerging leaders can benefit greatly from the decades of expertise that exist within conservation districts, empowering them to tackle challenges and deploy numerous innovative solutions through the locally led delivery system. More milk production and slightly lower prices. That's the forecast for 2024. USDA Ag News reporter Gary Crawford has the story.
For dairy producers, 2024 is likely to show the same basic trends as every year, an increase in output with a decrease in milk prices, but maybe smaller price decreases next year than originally forecast, with 2024 milk output
up 2.9 billion pounds from 2023.
USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jekanowski says that would be about a 1% increase from this year. Now you'd expect milk prices then to drop by 1% or so next year, but the decline may be less than that. USDA adding almost a dollar to the forecast now at $20.30. Why the stronger forecast?
Cheese and butter are showing strong demand, relatively tight stocks supporting those prices. So relatively good dairy demand strength supporting product prices, which kind of by extension supports the class prices and the all milk price,
which would still be about 10 cents lower than this year's price, but a much better price than had been expected. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The Agricultural Right to Repair Act was introduced into both the House and the Senate, and the legislation is strongly supported by the National Farmers Union. NFU President Rob LaRue says the Right to Repair Act is an important step in the fight to ensure farmers across the country have fair and affordable access to the parts, tools, and information they need to fix farm equipment. He says NFU stands ready to help push this bill forward. Right to Repair is a pillar of NFU's Fairness for Farmers campaign to address the monopoly crisis in agriculture. Just three manufacturers control the majority of farm equipment production, sales, and repairs, and use software locks to prevent farmers and independent mechanics from completing certain repairs. Right to Repair could save farmers $4.2 billion every year.
JCS Marketing is your number one way to connect with the ag industry. Through print magazines, digital media, podcasts, and live and virtual events, JCS Marketing has the reach to inform, educate, and influence growers in the Western United States.
Everywhere you go, you see West Coast Nut Magazine on every one of my customers' tables. So that tells you everything. It's there, so they're reading it.
Our My Ag Life platform includes podcast interviews and digital articles for busy professionals on the go. Our live events, continuing education webinars, and virtual conferences help growers connect with leading researchers and industry leaders. Let JCS Marketing help you connect.
That will wrap up today's show. You've been listening to the My Ag Life Daily News Report. I'm Lori Boyer. From all of us here at the JCS Marketing team, thank you for listening.